This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand today, just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. Praise in the Holy Spirit of God, with this anointed lips of clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory, in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now in the precious name of Jesus, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, God, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forward here this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow with Providence Lisa Tebow coming to you today in that name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open up to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 through 18, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 and 18 reads, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a more excellent and more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in his body according to that he has done, whether it be good or bad." Hallelujah. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearers of his word here this night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God and worthy to be praised. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. A God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are grateful. We are thankful tonight. Hallelujah. Because we serve a God that sits high and looks low. God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. Here, this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Just be next few minutes, I would like for you to pray for me and with me as we bring forth the word today. Today we're going to be talking about living a life with an eternal purpose in mind. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening right now, hallelujah, at this time, and those that will be listening in a later day, we thank God for his word, because his word will not return to him void. We thank God because his word itself is set on heaven as well as here on earth. Thank you, Jesus. So again, we are talking about living a life with an eternal purpose in mind. The conditions of this life comes and go quickly. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 14, the because of the verse says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished away." Not only is life short, but death comes to every human being unexpectedly. It can come at any given time. None of us are guaranteed we will live out this day. Yes, life is like a vapor. It appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Not only is life short, but death comes to every human being unexpectedly. It can come at any given moment. None of us is guaranteed we will live out this day. You see, today is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. In Proverbs 27, verse 1, it says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind, death oftentimes comes without warning, for no one can anticipate the time of disaster. Like fish taken in a cruel net, and like birds caught in a snare, so mortals are snared at a time of calamity, adversity, hardship, when it suddenly falls upon us. Make the most of the time you have here on earth. Live each day in light of eternity. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 17. "See then that ye walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Since each day may be your last, this should cause you to make the most of the time that you have. Believers of Christ, what you believe about death should affect the way you live. Your video should line up with your audio. You are to shine like a star in the sky. As believers of Christ, we bring the fragrance of life to those who are perishing." In 2 Corinthians 2, verse 15, it says, "For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, among them that are saved, and among them that perish." Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind. People of God, the decisions we make here in this life, while we're here on earth, will determine where we spend the next. So make sure that the right decisions are made on your part, because the final stakes are fixed. There is no second chance. Yes, we have one time to get it right. God is merciful. He's gracious, full of love. So people of God, let's keep heaven constantly on our mind, and we will get earth thrown in, always realizing that life is short, and it should cause us to make the best of each and every day. of our lives. Because eternity is not far off for any of us. Oh, no, it's not. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 13 through 15, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall test every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work endure which he had built, thereupon he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind, we should always be determined to walk the walk, talk the talk, meditate on things above and not beneath, looking unto Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. You see, the Word of God constantly reminds us that life on earth is very short. Our earthly bodies are called tents, temporary dwelling place of our eternal soul. We are as strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Our relationship with the cross of Jesus Christ, our Savior, will determine where we will spend eternity. Heaven or hell, and no such thing as purgatory. Jesus talked about a heaven, and he talked about a hell. So as believers in Christ, we are the saved ones if we endure all the way to the end. So how we live here on earth will determine how we spend eternity, with rewards or with regrets. Not all Christians will have the same rewards in heaven. So therefore, if you want to live without eternal regrets in heaven, you must make your life count now here on earth. And that can only be done by living a life with eternity in mind. When a person embraces the reality of the world to come, it radically changes how the person views this world. You see, a person's priority should change, hallelujah, as a born-again believer, as a child of God. It should change concerning money, time, things, friends, family, and life itself. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind, for most people, even here in the United States of America, the quality of life is measured in terms of accumulating stacks of stuff and achieving high positions and power. Eating this world's best foods and dining in the best restaurants, drinking their best wine, is what we consider that defines life as a whole. But when eternity is left off the screen altogether, all of life offers are compressed into distorted assumption that is all we have and what we have is never enough. You see, God, he has place within us a void that only He can fulfill. God has, God desires is to be in an intimate relationship with us, with His children, every born again believer that have given their life to Christ. God desires to have an intimate relationship with. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 19, it says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable, pitiful. If this life here on earth is all we have, we need a reality check. Far too often, people look for the meaning to life in all the wrong places. You see, God has given you His clear plan for your life, and it can be found before you in His Word, living in the light of eternity involves living in three different worlds. The world within, the world to come, and the world around you. Yes, the Apostle Paul reminds us that the world within is a dark world. In Ephesians 2 and verse 1, it reminds us, prior to coming to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we, hallelujah, before Christ, that we was lost in a sinful world. Prior to living a life in Christ, all people are dead in trespasses and sin. Every person that is born with an infectious disease. And that disease is called sin. That disease has been spread through sin and rebellion from our first parents of Adam and Eve. Yes, everyone are accountable for what you do. The Bible let us know that sin is willfully transgression. Sin is the willfulness on our part of trespassing of God's law. You see, a person's sins and disobedience and disobey God when he or she is willfully sinning and know right from wrong and choose wrong instead of right. But we are living in a time and a season in 2020 where people, you don't hear too much telling people about sin. You see, sin, any sin, is disobedient in God's eyes. God don't look at sin. He turned His back on sin. When sin was placed on Jesus on the cross of Calvary, God left Him, turned His back, because God love is a God of love, and He's also a God of wrath. But sin, in His eyes, there's no such thing as a little sin or a big sin. Sin is sin. You see, sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But in the end, sin will kill you physically as well as spiritually. And the wages of sin is death. My brothers and sisters in Christ, all of those in radio land, all of those that are listening in, we have to understand, as born-again believers, that we are in a fight, a spiritual fight. A spiritual warfare is taking place within. Hallelujah. You see, the devil, according to John 10:10, He come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So the battle within, at times when we are going through things and we don't understand what really is going on, we must put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. Yes, the devil is the enemy of our soul. The devil will try to work. He will work through people if they allow him to. See, the word says in Ephesians 6, verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against wicked spiritual wickedness in high places." We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we are not fighting. Hallelujah. We are not fighting human flesh, but we are fighting an invisible force of the devil. A spiritual warfare is taking place. But we must do our part, and that is to put on the whole armor of God. We must put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with truth, our foot shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. We must put on the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, and lift up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We must pray in the Spirit that we are Spirit-filled, so that we may combat the forces of darkness. But remember what God says in his word: "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yes, we serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. So living a life with an eternal purpose in mind should be before us each and every day of our lives, that God has spared us to see a brand new day. See, the enemy of our soul, the devil, Satan, he wants to divert your attention from the things of God to work pleasure and possession. He also wants to tempt people to believe that they do not need God. He wants to bring doubt in people's lives, making them believe that God is only a figment of their imagination. So we have to bring everything that try to exalt itself higher than the name of Jesus. We must bring it to suggestion underneath our feet is where Satan should be. So we must not keep quiet, but we must let the devil know. Just like Jesus said when he was tempted of the devil in the wilderness after being baptized by John the Baptist in the River Jordan. The Bible says he was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And after he got hungry, the devil came to him and told him if he would jump off a cliff, that the angels would catch him. He was trying to tempt him to bow down to him, talking about the devil. He approached God. He approached the Son of God. And God, hallelujah, he is our creator. He is the one that has the whole universe in his hand. God our Father. Jesus, he gave us his Son Jesus, who came down from heaven, came down here. He was tempted of the devil. Jesus defeated the devil by using the word of God when he told him, "Man should not tempt the Lord thy God." And the devil tried to convince him to turn rocks into bread because he was hungry. Jesus told him, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." So we as followers of Jesus, we must use the same weapon that Jesus did, and that is the word of God against the devil. Again, he'll try to bring distraction in your life. He'll try to bring deception, try to make you believe that God is nothing but a figment of your imagination. But we know better, because the word says that our God is a spirit, and those that worship him shall worship him in spirit and in truth. He will also try to convince you not to come in into the things of God, to try to convince you that how to live your life. But I stop by to let you know, living a life with an eternal purpose in mind should be a determination for you each and every day of your life. You see, Satan wants you to delay in coming to Jesus, because there is always tomorrow. That's a big one. Biggest lock that the devil is giving people today. But you got to discern it. You got to get to the place to have your mind made up that the world is before you, is behind you, and that the cross is before you. You see, the word of God let us know that this day is the day of salvation. Don't get caught. Hallelujah. Just like the people that was laughing at Noah when he was making the ark before the flood came. They laughed at him. They scorned him. But when the rain started falling, when the doors of the ark was shut tight and God shut the door, the people wind up drowning. The people realize that it was too late. So don't be deceived. Jesus said he's coming back. And he's coming back for the church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. He's coming back not for a building, but he's coming back for a people that's looking for him, for a people that is living right, for people that their lives is in alignment with God's divine will for our lives. So living a life with an eternal purpose in mind is what we want to emphasize here tonight. It is so important for us to realize that God is, he's sitting high, but he's looking low. God is looking, and the angels are looking. What an awesome God we serve. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind.
Lift my hands and say,
worthy.
until God sent his only begotten Son to die for me and set the captives free. Oh, yeah, you're worthy. Oh,
God is good and worthy to me. Praise, all praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, tonight we are talking about living a life with an eternal purpose in mind. Thank you, Jesus. Here, dear, we are talking about how the devil, if we as children of the Most High God, as followers of Christ, has to be aware that we have an enemy. It's not people, but it's the devil himself, him and his imps. Remember this, child of God. All men are created with a spiritual vacuum that only God can fill. Christ alone fills the vacuum and gives us eternal peace. Here in the Word of God, in John 16, verse 33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So as believers of Christ, we are citizens of two worlds. The world we call earth and the world beyond, which is heaven. With God's help, hallelujah, our eternal destination will be heaven and not hell. Our interloaning is for something more than this world can offer. When you as a child of God is in Christ, you are ready for the world to come. You have a new set of goals and values in life. Here, when we experience the born again spiritual experience, the word says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind is living in the light of eternity, which gives us hope. For in hope we have been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one hope for what he sees or she sees? But if we hope for what we don't see with perseverance, we wait eagerly for it. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind is living a life with eternity in mind, which helps us establish priority in our daily living so that God's purpose and plan are always more important than ours. I think I need to say that again. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind as a believer in Christ, we live a life that helps us establish priority in our daily living so that God's purpose and plan are always more important than ours. In the book of Psalms 144, verse 4, man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Every life has values, and God brought you here for a purpose. What are you doing now that has lasting values? Everything you do has eternal purpose. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made but hands, eternal in the heavens. Here the Apostle Paul reminds us of a reality that we must acknowledge that our physical lives are short-lived. Yet God promised us in his word 70 and it with a reasonable bill of health 80, which is 80. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind is very important each and every day that he allows us on this earth. Yes, we thank God that we are on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We thank God that we live because he has allowed us to see a brand new day. You see, our culture is fast and furious. Everything today is instant. They want instant relief, faction. It's part of the norm in the world that we are living in. Everything has been so convenient that it is at our fingertips. But as disciples of Christ, everything we do should be filtered through the lens of eternity. You see, people of God, when we follow Jesus and we follow him faithfully and fruitfully, there must be an acknowledgement that our best life is coming later. You see, if our aim in life as children of God is to get material gain, again, it will mean that darkness lies within. Because as born again believers, our desire should be different. Our desire should be to please God. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, are intimate towards God. But what is of God lies within us if our heart is changed, if our lives is wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in the things of God. But if our outlook is to serve and glorify God, then there must be light within us. Because we're supposed to be the light of the world. A light that cannot be hid. A light that shines in darkness. In the book of Matthew 6, verse 24, it says, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or money. Living a life with an internal, external purpose in mind. As believers in Christ, we oftentimes live our lives without a sense of eternal purpose and without a sense of urgency, because we are oftentimes too careless or casual in our decision making, even in the relationships that we establish, even with the priorities we live by, not realizing that we are only one breath away from eternity, living a life with an internal purpose in mind. Here in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, it says, don't lay up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break in or break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. These are serious times that we are living in. And our lives in 2020, as people of God, must be lived before God and the world with an obvious awareness of eternity in mind. You see, Jesus, in many of his parables, he made it very clear that a right attitude towards wealth is a mark of true spirituality. Believers of Christ, it is not wrong for us to possess things, but it is wrong for us to allow things to possess us. So we have to live a life that is balanced. We have to live a life to where our focus is on heaven. Our focus is on the world to come. Our focus is to go beyond the four walls into the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the sacred knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind, brothers and sisters of Christ, if you are not careful, materialistic things can enslave your heart, your mind, and your will. So we can become shackled by the material things of life. But we, as believers of Christ, ought to always be free and be controlled by the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. See, the word says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. In the book of Romans 8, verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Also in 1 Timothy 6, verse 9 and 10, but they that desire to be rich can fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which draw men into destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kind of evil, which some covenant after they have erred from the faith and pierced himself through with many sorrows. People of God, the person who pursues money thinks that riches will solve his or her problems, when in reality, riches will cause and create more problems in your life. Material wealth gives a dangerous false sense of security, and that feeling can end up in tragedy. You see, all of nature depends on God's provision, and God never fails them. It's only we as mortal men, we depend on finance, money, and money always fails. You see, the person, I'm reminded of the rich young ruler. When he heard Jesus preaching, and he came to him. And he came to Jesus and he said, "All the laws I've kept. I've tried to do what's right, my eyesight." But Jesus placed to him this question. He said, "All that you have, go and sell it and give to the poor." The rich young ruler bowed down his head and walked away because he was very rich. You see, we can't let money or material things be a stumbling block for our path to salvation, for our path to come to Christ. Living a life with eternal purpose in mind, or is living a life based upon the world to come, based upon where we are going. Plans that we have are good on paper, but listening to and obeying God, which moves us to act quickly in a way that we've been holding back, we must come to the place of acknowledging the fact that we are a sinner, acknowledging the fact that we need Jesus. And once we give our life to Christ, this was the act of Paul becoming a voice for Christ, becoming a child of his that is able to bring forth fruit, that our fruit may remain. Let us go and be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, but let us go out and tell somebody about the things of God. You see, God's kingdom can only advance only through those who take the time and make the effort to act. So remember this and keep it in mind. For we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one of us may receive the things done in the body according to what he or she has done, whether good or bad. We will all be held accountable for the life we live while we're here on earth. You see, living a life with eternal purpose in mind should be constantly before us. It should be letting us know that time is short. Living a life before Christ, before God down here on earth, he has given us and equipped us to do it. You see, the dash on your tombstone will represent your time here on earth between the birth and the death. So what you do with your life in this period of time that God has allowed you to be here on earth is up to you. You can choose an option of sowing well while you are young, and then pray that you won't have to reap the harvest, according to Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8, which says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind. You see, some people are too busy sowing wild oats in this life, in 2020, to think about God, and they feel that God would only spoil their fun. But here Solomon reminds us in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. He has a remedy for having said. He said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Many times our actions are surrounded by the excuse that everybody is doing it, and I'm just joining the crowd. You see, sowing your oats is just another way of saying, I like to sin, and I want to have fun doing it. Listen, people of God, sin, pleasure, only lasts for a short time, for a season. Remember this, that sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will cost you more than you want to pay. The Bible says in the book of Romans 3, verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were all born in sin because of our first parents, Adam and Eve, that sinned in the Garden of Eden. In John 14, verse 6, we find out that Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. Jesus is our set example of what life is all about. For an example, when we talk about living a life with an eternal purpose in mind, we can look at the Apostle Paul, who had a rough start when he was converted. He changed completely around and ended up writing the large portion of the New Testament when he had his Damascus Road experience. Living a life with an eternal purpose in mind, it will hear the Apostle Paul when he was getting ready to go to glory, close to the end of his days on his tombstone. While he was here on earth, he wrote a very important letter to his spiritual son, Timothy, in 1 Timothy 4, verse 6 through 8. It says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearance. So you see, when our day of departure comes, we like Paul. Can we say like Paul? I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You see, Paul, he is a set example for us. We should always remember when we look at the tombstone of a deceased person, the dash to remind us, hallelujah, that we are here for a short time and we're in a dash towards eternity. living a life with eternal purpose in mind. We thank God for the lesson tonight. We just hope and pray that was something that we said through the word of God that will bring encouragement to your soul, exaltation in your life, will cause you to come to a place, if you don't know Christ, where the Holy Spirit of God would draw you to him. Draw you to him quick and in a hurry. We are not promised tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. Come to Jesus, tore up from the floor. Come to him just the way you are. And he will accept you. Turn you around. Put your foot on solid ground. That's the type of God that we serve. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, again, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophet Tebow giving you hoping and praying that was something that was said through the word of God that will help you this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray in accordance with God's will for your life. Amen, amen, and amen.
God bless you. We hope that there was something said that you can use for your daily activities, your daily life, apply to your life, and then share it with others. If you have comments, questions, topics you'd like to be discussed, please feel free to contact Dr. Apostle Tebow or myself at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We appreciate your sharing the number, 347-826-9424, and let your friends and family know we're on air every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the number and have them join you and join us for a word from God. We love you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Be safe and know that God is in control. He doesn't put anything on us that we cannot, more than we can bear. We love you. Have a great weekend. God willing, we'll be with you again on Tuesday at 6 p.m. God bless.